الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
الحمد لله رب العالمين أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وعلى صحبك وعلى من اتبع هداك بإحسان إلى يوم الدين آمين I bear witness that there is no other God except Allah praise to him in his highness and that Muhammad peace and blessing be upon him is the messenger of Allah and the seal of all of his messengers. May Allah, praise to him, send peace and blessings to his soul and to the souls of his wives and his descendants and to the souls of the companions and the souls of believers until the day of judgment. Amen. My khutbah today, inshallah, will be about diqqatu qadar Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa adalatu qada'ih. The precision of Allah's determination and his measurement and consequently his decree. And this topic is part of Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa This is chapter 4 of the Holy Quran, verse 136. يقول أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا آمنوا بالله ورسوله والكتاب الذي نزل على رسوله والكتاب الذي أنزل من قبل ومن يكفر بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا. In this great verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, commanding us as believers to believe in Him, in Allah, to believe in His messengers, to believe in His books, to believe in the last day. And whoever does not believe in that, then he would go astray, lost in this life and in the hereafter. So, to be a believer, you cannot complete it until you believe in all of these tenets of Iman or articles of Iman. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the Messenger of Allah, added when Al-Qadr. The ayah doesn't have Al-Qadr, but the Holy Quran is full of ayat about Al-Qadr. The Messenger of Allah, peace and blessing be upon him, told us about an extra one, Al-Qadr. God's specific measurement and His decrees. And in some meaning, His foreknowledge of our choices. We know this from the famous hadith. When Jibreel, peace be to him, came to the masjid to teach the believers. Then he asked the Prophet ﷺ several questions, among them, what is Iman? He asked him, what's Islam, what's Iman, what's Ihsan, and what's As-Sa'a? And I covered this before. Today is this one, the Qadr. And the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessing be upon him, said, أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وتؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره. The Messenger of Allah, peace and blessing be upon him, said, Iman is to believe in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, and the last day. These are all mentioned in the ayah I mentioned. Then he added, Al-Qadr. You believe in Al-Qadr. The good and the bad, whatever it happens to you. Your Iman cannot be complete until you have this sixth article of faith. Meaning of the word Al-Qadr. It comes from the Arabic verb, root verb Qadara, meaning to measure. And the noun from it, Miqdar, measurement, specific proportion. In Surah Al-Qadr, this is chapter 97 of the Holy Quran, verses 1 to 5, we learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doing that, deciding the measurement and delegating to the angels to do the job, what He commanded. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر. We have descended the Holy Quran in the night of decree. وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر. What do you know about the night of decree? ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. The night of decree is better than 1,000 months of worship when you worship in that night. Why is that? تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها. The angels and the senior angel, Jibreel عليه السلام, الروح, they descend in that night. To do what? بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. They descend with permission from their Lord to carry out every measure, every matter. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided, they carry it out in that night. Salamun hiya hatta matla' al-fajr. it is peace until the dawn would come out. So this is the glorification of the meaning of Qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has determined specific measurement about all matters, and the angels descend on that. In Surah Al-Qamar, chapter 54, verse 49 of the Holy Quran, يقول الله عز وجل إنا كل شيء خلقناه بقدر. We have created everything with a specific measurement, a specific proportion. Nothing is by accident. Nothing is chaotic. And in Surah Al-Ra'd, chapter 13, verse 26 of the Holy Quran, Allah, praise to Him, says, Allahu yabsutu rizqa liman yasha'u wa yaqdir. Allah extends provision, rizq, to whoever He wills, and yaqdir, unrestricted on others. And part of your faith is to accept that, not to object to it. He knows what He's doing. In Surah An-Naml, this is chapter 27, verse 57 of the Holy Quran, يقول الله عز وجل فأنجيناه وأهله إلا امرأته قدرناها من الغابرين. Talking about Sayyidina Lut, peace be to him, and his wife. Allah says, فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ, we have saved him, we have rescued him from the punishment of that bad village. And all of his family except his wife, and she was determined to be among those who would stay behind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala determined that she would choose to stay, and she would be among those who were punished. And in Surah Al-Ahzab, chapter 33 and verse 38, يقول الله عز وجل سنة الله في الذين خلوا من قبل وكان أمر الله قدرا مقدورا. This is the command of Allah for you and for those who came before you, and it was a destiny decreed. It had to happen. Things as they are had to happen, and He decreed them. He determined them, and they had to happen. And in Surah Al-Mursalat, chapter 77, verse 23 of the Holy Quran, يَقُولُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فَقَدَّرْنَا فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ. We have determined in precise measurement, and we are the best of determiners. That's the meaning of Qadr. It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His foreknowledge, with His circumventing knowledge, He's the first, He's the last. He knows it all. He knew, and He has determined exactly. We may not understand it, but part of the faith, your sixth article of faith, is Qadr, to believe in that. What's the meaning of Qadr? In fact, neither the verses of the Holy Quran nor the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ include the word qada, to believe in qada. It's really the work of scholars, Muslim scholars, after that. But it is the word qada and the verb qada, they are there throughout the Holy Quran. So they did not invent them, they did not bring them from nowhere. They put them together in order to convey a meaning to us. So the root verb qada means to judge, or to decree, either way. And it applies to this life as well as the hereafter. In this life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed things as they are. and in the hereafter, in the last day, He will judge according to our choices, to what we have, what we know. In verse 23 of chapter 17, Surah Al-Isra, يقول الله عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا. Allah has decreed, has decided. It's a command. You cannot refute, you cannot object. What did He decree? That you worship Him and treat your parents in the best way possible. He linked treating parents in the best way possible with His work, directly after His worship. It's a decree. In Surah Al-Jathiyah, chapter 45, verse 17 of the Holy Quran, يقول عز وجل إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَقْضِي بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فِيمَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ. Your Lord will judge among them about in the hereafter, in the day of rising, about what they have been disputing in this life. So the meaning here of qada comes as judge. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees, decides things and measures them, يقدر them, what about us? What is our role? Well, it's not a new story in Islamic discourse. Muslim scholars have discussed this topic 1,000 years ago. And we have groups like, we call them Al-Mu'tazila in the Arabic literature. Among them, Al-Qadariya, a group of people called Al-Qadariya, and another Al-Jabriya. And both these groups, including the Mu'tazila in general, went extreme. One of them, among Al-Qadariya, they said, look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has determined, qaddara, He has measured, has decreed, we have no choice. We just like slaves of Allah. So anything we do, actually we should not be judged after that. It's the will of Allah. We have no choice. That's one group among them. Another group of Al-Qadariya took the word qadar to another meaning. Meaning a human being has his own destiny, has his own qadar. And Allah does not interfere at all in all your actions, all your ideas, whatever you say, you are free 100%. So we have one group saying, you have no choice, it's Allah decided everything. And you have another group of Al-Qadariya saying, no, your qadar is in your hand. You do whatever you want. Allah does not interfere. Therefore, He will be waiting for you in the day of judgment to ask you about why did you, what you did. Al-Jabriya went only one extreme, saying, we are mujbar, we are forced, period. So they sided with the first group of Al-Qadariya. Then, this is the minority opinion. I say that, I have to say it, because the average, the general public, or the average Muslims who really think about this topic without education, they may think we are one of these. We are not. This is the minority opinion among scholars. And it was dismissed and actually rejected. The mainstream scholars from thousands of years ago, from Ibn al-Qayyim and on Ibn Taymiyyah, until we come to Al-Qaradawi in our time, they took the middle ground. They took Al-Wasatiyya, in the middle. How is that? They said, they argue that there are things in our hands. There are things in our choice. We have free choice on them. We have free will to decide on everything we control. anything you control, you have a choice. You are going to be held responsible for that. So when that day comes and you stand before your Creator, He will ask you about what you could have done. What was in your capability? You have not asked about something else that you cannot control. Anything beyond control is out of the questioning. That's really the miracle. There are things beyond our control. I came here and I have a specific skin color, specific height, specific weight, the shape of my nose, my name, the locality I was born on. I have no control over that. And nobody should discriminate against me because of these characteristics I was born with. Nor anybody should expect me to do something I cannot really reach. I know there are poor people in many parts of the world. I'm not responsible to feed them. I cannot reach them, and I don't have enough money to give everybody, for example. But whatever I have in my hand and I can give in charity, wherever I can reach, I am responsible for that. That's really the mainstream Islamic interpretation of Qadar. And Qada, which is judgment, follows Qadar. That's on our side, the human side. So, yes, you have a free choice, you have free will, therefore there is judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Adil, will never hold us responsible for something that we have no control over. Only what we can do. Now, from his own side, praise to him, Azza wa Jal, he mentioned Qadar in these ayats that I mentioned so many times. This means his foreknowledge about each one of us' capabilities. He knew from our DNA how long are we going to live, how much we can do as work, and he decided accordingly. He predicted that. That's the meaning of Qadar. Then his decree is on the basis of that. You are not going to be given a burden more than what you can do. It's really on the sake of us, actually, for our benefit. So whatever he decided, whatever he did, determined is according to our own capabilities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who believe in Qadarullah wa Qada'ah, God's determination and God's decrees, so we can complete our iman. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is very close to us and close to you, answering your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم. In a hadith, very beautiful hadith about القدر, عن أبي خزامة عن أبيه رضي الله عنهما قال سألت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقلت يا رسول الله أرأيت أدوية نتداوى بها ورقا نسترقي بها وتقاتل نتقيها ترد من قدر الله شيئا؟ فقال هي من قدر الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. In this hadith, a companion asking the Prophet ﷺ, if we get sick, should we pursue to find medicine for that sickness? Or make some readings, recitations from the Holy Quran in order to recover? Meaning, are we going to accept the sickness and do nothing? Or should we do something? And if we do, is it going to change anything from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has determined? So Allah has determined for somebody to get sick. If he or she would go and find medicine, is this against the will of God? That's the question. The answer was from the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessing be upon him, Hiya qadarullah. It is also the prediction, the determination, the decree of God. In another hadith, very beautiful hadith also, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف وفي كل خير احرص على ما ينفعك واستعن بالله ولا تعجز وإن أصابك شيء فلا تقل لو أني فعلت كذا كان كذا ولكن قل قدر الله وما شاء فعل فإن لو تفتح عمل الشيطان. In this great hadith narrated by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, the strong believer is better and more beloved by Allah than the weak believer. But both of them are okay. Both of them, they have goodness in them. Here, a strong believer means strong in faith. And whatever happens to you, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning there is a possibility to change what happens to you. And always say, Allah has determined and Allah has decided. But I am asking him to change my condition to the better. In a very beautiful story also about Sayyidina Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, there was a plague, infectious disease in Palestine, in a village called Amwas. And Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, may Allah be pleased with him, was the commander of Muslims there. And al-Khalifa wanted to visit, but when he was on the outskirts of that area, he heard the news that there was plague and a lot of Sahaba, a lot of people died really because of that sickness, that disease. Abu Ubaidah came out to welcome him. When Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, heard about it, he decided to go back to Medina. Abu Ubaidah asked him, Oh Khalifa Rasulullah, how are you running away from Qadar Allah? Qadar Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided, has known beforehand, and there is disease here. Are you running away from this? And Umar said, I expected somebody else, Abu Ubaidah, to say that other than you. You are running, we are running from Qadarullah to Qadarullah also. So you should never just accept what happens, especially if it is bad. It is also, you are expected to do something better, and it is also Qadarullah. One of the Tabi'een, Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, may Allah be pleased with him, has a beautiful saying also, لَيْسَ الرَّجُلْ الَّذِي يُسَلِّمُ لِلْأَقْدَارِ أَيْ يَسْتَسْلِمْ لَهَا وَإِنَّمَا الرَّجُلُ الَّذِي يَدْفَعُ الْأَقْدَارِ بِالْأَقْدَارِ. The real man is not the one who gives up and surrenders to whatever bad thing happens to him. The real man is the one who struggles this with that. Qadar bi qadar. If you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did this, okay, you can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you do that. What we do in the middle of khutbah, always, we say, ask Allah, He's very close to you. Ud'u Allah, fa'innahu qareeb mujibu al-da'awat. Ud'u Allah, wa anta muqin bil-ijaba. you ask Allah and you are certain that He will answer you. How's come? There is something happening and you ask Allah and you are believing that, and He promised, if you ask Him sincerely, He will change the decree. The script itself will be changed. So there is a script already decided for things to happen unless you ask Him. So dua is a major way for you to change al-qadr, really, the past qadr. And it is promised there. Another one is al-nasr lil-mu'mineen. وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So there is a battle and mu'mineen are fighting and they are truly asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then He may interfere. These are conditions to interfere in qadr. Also, when the believers are being plotted against and they are overwhelmed, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may interfere also to change the script. وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. This is Al-Anfal, chapter 8, verse 30. They plot and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plans, and He is the better planner. And if you thank Allah, He will give you more. In a famous hadith, that your rizq is decided at when you are in the womb. But Allah is telling you in Surah Ibrahim, chapter 14, verse 7, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لِأَنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah has promised that if you thank, He will give you more. And I will close with this beautiful hadith from the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا يزيد في العمر إلا البر ولا يرد القدر إلا الدعاء وإن الرجل ليحرم الرزق بخطيئة يعملها. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He is saying here, good deeds increase the lifespan. You want to live longer? Keep doing good deeds, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will benefit from that, because you are benefiting His creation, His worshippers. So the more you benefit His worshippers, the longer He wants you to stay here on earth. Second, supplication, dua. Al-dua mukh al-ibadah. Dua is the essence of worship. Asking Allah is the basic, the core of worship. Supplication changes God's decrees. This is the hadith saying that. And finally, sins block provision. Sins, committing sins, may block ar-rizq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us and enable us to be among His believers who will do their best to ask Him whenever they need to ask. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the successful in this life and in the hereafter. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا دينا إلا سددته ولا غائبا إلا رددته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. اللهم انزل سلامك ورحمتك على الأرض كلها وخاصة على بلاد المسلمين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وأقم الصلاة فإن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حيا الصلاح حيا الفلاح. قامت الصلاة قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا واعتدلوا من الصفوف. Straighten the lines and complete them. It's the sun. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم.
أشهد
أشهد
أن
أن
لا إله
لا إله
إلا الله
إلا الله.
وأشهد
وأشهد
أن
أن
محمدا
محمد
رسول الله
رسول الله.
I bear witness
that
there is no other God
except Allah
and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah
Allahu Akbar.